I glanced back at Glitch as I guided the albatross to the farthest point on the perimeter of AgriGrid A1. The panels showed a malfunction of the sonic fencing that kept the predators of Tau Ceti Prime out of the fields. The fences were all that kept the world, where everything was trying to kill us, at bay. Our terraforming of Prime centuries ago had killed off most of the varied native creatures who had lived on the planet, and a lot of the vegetation, when the atmospheric processors thickened the atmosphere and made it more oxygen-rich while stripping out a lot of the carbon dioxide. That seemed wrong on so many levels to me, to wipe out so many forms of life just so that a planet, which wasn't ours, was more hospitable for us to colonize. It was even more wrong that just a couple centuries after colonizing, we abandoned the surface of the planet to live in the massive cities floating a mile above the surface of the planet, in the gravitic upcurrents that were unique to Tau Ceti Prime. Well, mostly abandoned, as not all primers went topside. There needed to be people to maintain the farms, mines, and even the automated resource processing plants and massive atmospheric processing plants. They called us dirters. There were possibly only 100 or so humans left on the surface tending the support infrastructure for the million or so people living in the cities above. In the agriculture sector alone, there were only 20 people manning the entire farming operation here dirtside, in pinger maintenance. The rest of the farming jobs had been automated by pingers, and I fear one day even my maintenance position will be replaced with the next 2 or 3 generations of AI pingers. But until that day came, I had a job to do. I called back over the sound of the wind of our passing in my open-air tumbril, "Hang on, Glitch, we're going in." His high-pitched squeal of the affirmative served as a thumbs-up, as he was always holding on for dear life in the bed of the albatross when I was flying her, so he couldn't give an improvised thumbs-up with his grappler. The silly pinger was my best friend down here.